Continuing to field questions for you, Samili. I have a student from within our Telegram group who's asking if I can talk about test-taking strategy as far as when you're going through a question, you don't know an answer. Is there any way that you can best arrive at the correct answer anyway? Okay, so do I have any tips slash tricks as far as how can you best maximize the probability of getting to the correct answer when you have no fucking idea? Okay. So before we get started, please subscribe to my channel. I really appreciate it. Give video a like. I really appreciate it. Find me on Instagram at Melman underscore medical, MEHLMAN underscore medical. Links down below. Find me on Telegram. Links to the Telegram group and channel down below. Now start the clip. Do I have any tips slash tricks for getting to the correct answer when you have no fucking idea what it is? And the answer is yes, I have some very excellent advice here. And I've made many clips talking about this before on the exam guidance playlist here on the YouTube. Which is that number one, okay, there's two main points here. Number one, if you don't know an answer, don't choose weird sounding shit. Okay? Now, for those of you who've been following my content, you know this stuff already, but it needs to be reiterated. If you don't know an answer, don't choose weird sounding shit. Sometimes the answer really is just Cryptosporidium parvum, not Isospora belli, Cryptosporidium parvum. Sometimes the answer really is just asthma, not bronchoalveolar carcinoma, asthma. When you don't know an answer, don't choose weird sounding shit. Okay? That's the first point. And this is very predictable when I'm doing questions with students. I'll send a student a question. He or she's looking at it. D will be some obscure fucking answer. They're not sure. They choose D. Wrong fucking answer. Okay? Once again, if you don't know an answer, don't choose weird sounding shit. The second point is, if you don't know an answer and you choose an initial answer, do not change your fucking answer. For example, you're reading a question, you're thinking to yourself, maybe sickle cell, not sure. You see sickle cell as an answer, you choose it, you're hovering over it, still not sure. Maybe you flag it, you come back to it, you're looking at it more, you say, ooh, thalassemia. Wrong fucking answer. Okay? So the second point is, if you have a gut feeling about a question, you choose an answer, but you're not 100% sure, do not change your fucking answer. All right? Now, if you see a detail within the question that you had overlooked, you say, oh, fuck, there's a fever. I didn't see that. Okay, by all means, change your answer. But if you don't know an answer and you've already chosen one, do not change your fucking answer. Okay? Those are two test-taking strategies that, as I've said, I've made prior clips on. I don't carry the entitlement that you're going to go back 50, 100 videos through someone's YouTube, and I'll continue to inculcate slash reiterate these points with time. You know the deal. I'm going to continue to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel, and I appreciate your time. That's it.